I'm Joe Malerba, and this is The Morning Brew. Thank you guys so much for being a part of The Morning Brew podcast, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or as I say, wherever you get your podcasts these days. So this morning, of course, I'm drinking my favorite coconut coffee, and it's going down ever so smoothly. Wanted to start the podcast this morning by talking about one of my favorite things to talk about, radio. Yes, in a world inundated with modern technology, one medium stood the test of time, captivating audiences for over a century. That was radio. It is radio. It influences us. It extends far beyond its humble beginnings. It shapes culture, politics, society in ways that are both profound and unexpected. Radio possesses a unique power to connect people across vast distances, bridging divides and fostering a sense of community. From the golden age of broadcasting to the digital era, which we are dealing with right now, podcasts are blowing up exponentially. But radio, at its core, is the foundation. I like to call it the grandfather of podcasts. You know, my friends, radio goes so far back, and of course, many of you know that's where I got my humble beginnings. It has served as a catalyst for change, broadcasting messages of hope, resilience, and solidarity during times of crisis. From wartime broadcasts that rallied nations to the airwaves of the civil rights movement, it has always been there. From moments when the Beatles landed at JFK Airport, radio was there. When new songs are coming out, radio is there. And let's not even begin to talk about the incredible on-air personalities that radio brings to the forefront each and every day. Radio is just one of those amazing things. I bring it up, of course, because one of my fellow colleagues, Mr. Jim Kerr, is celebrating 50 years in New York radio. 50 years. First of all, that is unheard of, especially in New York radio. It is so tough out there to be an on-air personality. And imagine being an on-air personality in New York, the number one radio market. I've seen countless radio personalities throughout the years that have been part of some great radio stations. And then the next thing you know, they just disappear. And that happens a lot. It's with the change of demographics, listening, program directors, so much goes into it. And, you know, there's some amazing talent out there that unfortunately end up losing their jobs or moving from city to city. So when you come across someone like Jim Kerr, who is just a radio icon, and if you've never listened to Jim Kerr, presently he is on Q104.3 here in New York. It is a classic rock station, which can be heard on iHeartRadio, the iHeartRadio app, as well as its own app. And of course, on the dial itself, let's not forget the legacy that still continues till this day, terrestrial radio being picked up by an antenna. You can still get your radio in your car. So if you are in the New York area, it's simply 104.3 or Q104. And you will get to listen in the mornings, Monday through Friday, to Jim Kerr. So Jim is celebrating 50 years in radio. And that just deserves more than a round of applause, more than accolades. It is a milestone that many, many people do not reach in radio. So we applaud with rave applause, Jim Kerr. So if you have not listened to that man, by all means, give him a listen and you will know exactly what I mean when I talk about Jim Kerr. I came across this this little graphic the other day about radio, talking about the power of radio. It said, radio speaks to millions while speaking to one. It knows no boundaries in time or place. It informs, it entertains, it inspires, and motivates. That's why we love radio. I mean, I get so much feedback just simply from this podcast from people who will say to me, you know, Joe, when you're talking on your podcast each and every Sunday morning when you're talking on The Morning Brew, I feel like you're talking to me. I feel like it's a conversation between you and me. And that's what radio is all about. That's what broadcasting is all about. And that's what podcasting is all about. Connecting with the listener, keeping the listener company. You know, we all go through so many things in our lives. We're so inundated with our own schedules and we are preoccupied. And sometimes we're dealing with the stresses of life. Everyone goes through them, the stresses and the anxieties of life. So it's nice sometimes to just have some quiet time, put on your favorite podcast or radio show or your favorite album and listen to some music or listen to one of us guys and gals out there that talk. And it sort of takes you away from your everyday troubles, your everyday worries, your routine. And it's nice to get together with people and just listen. And I certainly do appreciate all of the feedback I get from my listeners with The Morning Brew. And it's just one of those amazing things. You know, when you're sitting here in the studio and you're talking on the microphone, you have no idea who you're reaching, who you're talking to, how you are shaping someone's life, how you're affecting them. And so I certainly do not take it for granted. It is something that I enjoy, and it is something that I hold near and dear to my heart. Every time I come into the studio and I put together one of these podcasts, it's nice to get the feedback that there are people out there who take away a little something from it each time. It certainly is humbling, to say the least. So, as I said, we're celebrating the legend that is Jim Kerr, 50 years in radio, an absolute radio icon, an amazing human being. What more can I say about a man whom I've admired and aspired to be just like him? He's been in radio for 50 years, but as I said, in New York radio for 50 years, which is a feat in and of itself. So hats off to that amazing man who continues to stay in radio, and we wish him 50 more. So my friends, we are entering a cycle known as spring, and we change the seasons rather quickly. You know, we barely had a winter, at least I didn't think we had a winter. And here we are, turning the page, starting a new chapter, going into spring. And with each season, there are people out there who experience what's known as seasonal depression. And I had one of the experts on the show a couple of weeks back. We talked about seasonal depression. I was always under the impression that seasonal depression was a winter thing. You know, it gets dark earlier, it gets cold. And so who knew that everyone experiences different types of setbacks, anxiety, and depression when the seasons change? But here is spring slowly creeping in, and of course those dog days of summer, and there are thousands upon thousands of people out there that suffer with seasonal depression. My friends, I want you to know that you are not alone in that journey, and if you are going through those transitions and they're difficult for you to go through, know that there is help out there for you. You can certainly reach out to friends and family and, of course, the professionals out there. But I would say one thing that I find as the seasons change and certainly as the weather gets warmer, go outside. You know, just simply being outdoors is a great way to change the mindset, to get some fresh air in your lungs, go for a nature walk. You don't have to do a brisk walk or a run. Just simply go for a walk, be one with nature, be out there in the fresh air. And it really does make a difference when it comes to the change of the seasons. But spring is here. And certainly it's refreshing when you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining. And it just makes you feel so good. So I wanted to talk a little bit about a book that I'm reading by my good friend Mel Robbins. Now, if you don't know Mel Robbins also has a podcast. She is a best-selling author, and she is more than just a motivational speaker. She certainly is a force to be reckoned with. And the other day, Mel was talking about something called the Let Them Theory. So there's this thing called the Let Them Theory. So for example, let's say that Your friends all go out for a brunch or happy hour or drinks, and they don't invite you. Let them. Or maybe the person you are dating doesn't want a commitment. Let them. Or perhaps your spouse doesn't want to do that 5K run with you. Let them. Your company is in the position of changing, and you're concerned about layoffs. Let them. My friends, we spend so much time and energy trying to control other people and their actions and getting emotionally worked up about things that are beyond our control. Mel says that we can tap into our peace and our true control if we let them be themselves, let those things happen organically. And if we let them, people will reveal who they truly are. And when they reveal who they truly are to you, you know what you can choose. You know what avenue you need to go down. You can choose that right path. You can choose what's right for you. So I'm really a big fan of this let them theory, sort of in the way of the movie Frozen, let it go. And sometimes we have to let things go. We have to move on and let them. I thought it was an interesting take on that. So Mel Robbins, one of my favorites out there. Another note that I wanted to bring up, this is an interesting one. So many of us out there, we do this probably multiple times before getting out of bed. And I'm talking about none other than the ill-fated snooze button, right? We hit that snooze button. Well, the experts say hitting the snooze button is bad for your health. There's something called sleep inertia. When you hit the snooze button, you're awake, and then your brain drifts back into sleep. And here's the thing that researchers have figured out. When you drift back to sleep after you've already woken up, your brain starts a sleep cycle. And that sleep cycle takes 75 to 90 minutes to complete. So when that alarm goes off in, let's say, 8 to 10 minutes, they say the average snooze button will hold you over for like another 9 minutes. And then you bounce back up in like a startled reaction because you're in a deep sleep. You know, you've hit that snooze button and now you go back to sleep and your body goes back into that relaxed state, that deep sleep. When you drift back to sleep, that's because you are now in that 10-minute cycle into a 75-minute sleep cycle. So that groggy, exhausted feeling that you have, that's not a function of how well you slept. That's us being foolish about constantly hitting that snooze button. And by the way, we're all guilty of it. I know I am. You know, my first alarm goes off at like 4 a.m., and then I hit the snooze button. And I wake up and I may even hit it again. So it takes the brain about 4 hours to get through that groggy, sluggish feeling. So when that alarm rings, let's all make a promise to ourselves that we're not going to hit the snooze button. Just get out of bed, grab yourself a cup of coffee. And in fact, might I suggest you grab yourself a cup of coconut coffee? I know not everyone's a fan of coconut out there. Oh, come on, Joe. Stop pushing your coconut coffee on people. It's all good. Hats off to my good friend Jim Kerr for 50 years in radio. It is an amazing accomplishment, and we are so happy and so privileged to have a guy like Jim Kerr on the airwaves all these years. And this morning, when this show was being recorded, there was this interview between two radio icons, Howard Stern and Jim Kerr. I guess you could say Jim Kerr had Howard Stern on his show, and at the same time, Howard Stern was interviewing Jim Kerr on his show. But both gentlemen said that although their lives were very fruitful, and they continue to be, and they've done well for themselves, all the money in the world would not replace the love and the passion that they have each and every day being a part of a radio show, connecting with their fans, reaching out to their fans, talking to the listeners who have made them who they are and why they get to enjoy this incredible livelihood called radio. So there's something to be said about that. You know, all that money out there, we're always striving to make more money, get more money, but you have to love what you do. You have to wake up each and every day, not hit that snooze button, but wake up and love what you do. And certainly Jim Kerr loves what he does. And we're happy to have him. I'm Joe Malerba, and this is The Morning Brew.